Okay, we left off with the difficulty in the last sugya as far as why, what's the Gemara's dimyan to Oisei Ves Benoi and a machloikis between Rabbi Yechem Ben Uri and the Chachomim in our Mishnah. In our Mishnah, Rabbi Yechem Ben Uri says that if it's Chamoisei, Yechayef a Chamoisei, and Aim Chamoisei, and Aim Chomiv, and the Chachomim said it's all one Shem. And as we came to the conclusion of the Gemara, it was Muchach, that's Taka, the reason why the Chachamim argue, is because they say, since the Pasuk again, Sheira Heina Zimahi, Hakos of Osan Lakulon Zimahachas. So it's all one Zima. So that being the case, so Luchay Rabbi Yechem Ben Uri, who argues, he obviously holds it's not. He holds it's three Shemas. And that's why he chayef each one separately. So if that's the case, what does this have to do with the machlokes sumchas and the chachomim by Yosef Ves Benoi? Okay, so we re-qualified what the issue of Yosef Ves Benoi could potentially be. We brought down two ways to learn. Machlokes between the Ran and Tosfos, as to whether if somebody shechted two siblings, and then the mother, whether according to Sumchas you'll be chayiv 80, the Ran holds that not, and Tosfos holds that yes, and the Hesbah we gave over there is that according to Tosfos, the Issur of Yosef Ves Benoi is not the Issur, the second Shechita, it's the pair, shechting the pair. So Lamaisa, when you shecht two siblings, so you're shechting two pairs. You have sibling and the mother, and the other sibling and the mother. Lamela is two separate averas. And that's the way we were mazbe the Gemara here, how the Gemara made a chilik between Oisei Ves Benoi and Chamoisei. When the Gemara said Oisei Ves Benoi, Gufan Mukhlaki. Aval Hocha ain't Gufan Mukhlaki. So simply you learn because by Yosef Ves Benoi, it's coming machmas two different gufin. Still one avera. So that being the case, the Achronim asked, so by Chamoisei, it's also that way. It's coming because of two different women. Elamai, we don't look at it that way. We look at the Mai Savera. But according to this way of learning, if you learn like Tosfos, then it's understood why the Gemara, when it said, it's different over there. There's Taka to Averis. But again, it's still very unclear what the Gemara's dimyan from Chamoisei to Yosef Ves Benoi is. What's a Shaychus? What was the Gemara's Havamin of a Shaychus? And it's unclear even Lamaskona as to why, if you Taka hold it's two separate Averis, why Taka to the Chachamim argue? Why taka to the chachamim hold that you potter? You really did two averis. You shechted that child with the mother and that child with the mother. Taka should be chayev too. So it's very unclear, even in the maskana, why by Yosef Ves Benoi the chachamim would argue. So we really have two separate issues. One issue is we don't understand bechalal the shaychus from chamoisei to Yosef Ves Benoi. That still remains unanswered. And secondly, l'chayra, the way Tosfos is learning, that the Oisei Ves Benoi is chayev, even if you do two siblings and then the mother, which means al korach Tosfos holds that the Isser is not on the mother, it's on the pair. So why would a chachamim argue with Simchus? It's a regular, you did two averas. You did two completely different averas. You did avera with the You did aver with this pair, this child and the mother. You did aver with that child and the mother. Okay. So let's start the next sugya. You know, it's even better than Guf and Chalukas. The classic Guf and Chalukas is where you're a shaygik, and we need through the different bodies to create a new Shkoga-like, right? But by Malkus, why in the world wouldn't you be chayev two malkas? The two separate averus. The havlad is one issue and this vlad is one issue. Why would the chachamim argue with that? Okay. So let's start this next sugya, and with it we will have a klarkeit. Omar Rabbi Akiva, Sha'alti es Rabban Gamliel ves Rabbi Yeshua be'itlu shalimu. I asked the Mishaila, Shehochu likach behema l'mishte b'noi shal Rabban Gamliel. Habo l'achoysoi v'alachoysovi v'alachoysimu. If somebody is boiled, his achoysoi and his achoysovi and his achoysimu. At this point where you read the Mishnah, Shmuel, you don't have any more volume there on that? No? Oh, yeah, it's better. So, he says, Habo alachoysoi, valachoysovi, valachoysimoi. Mahu. Simply, when you learn, it sounds like, Shkayachar, sounds like we're talking about a very clean-cut case. He had three beers, one with achoysoi, achoysovi, and achoysimoi. So, of course, you're chayim three. What's a shiloh? That seems to be a shiloh. The Gemara is going to change it. Mao, chayev achas al kulon, or chayev al kol achas vachas. Or chayev one or three. Amu loy loy shamanu. We didn't hear about this. Avol shamanu al bol heinosh of nides belamachas, chayev al kol achas vachas. But we did hear that if you live with five separate women who are nidos, you chayev for each woman separately because guf and chalukas. V'royani sha'advorim kal v'chayim. That's a shayle who's talking, but and we see that this is a kal v'chayim. So obviously here we have a mamon of shuch question, which is the Gemara's problem. Either way, if his shayle was about three noshim, pshita, of course you chayev. Guy lived with his sister, live with his father, sister, his mother, sister, but he's chayev. It's a shayla. Okay. So that's a chayev. Must be we're talking about one woman with the whole cases we had earlier, where it's one woman that, you know, Rosha by Rosha, Asaph lived with his mother, then he lived with his daughter, and then his son now has a problem that his mother can be. It could be his mother's sister, could be everything to him. It could be his sister, it could be his mother, it could be everything. So if that's the case, so what's the kal v'chayma? It's a catch 22. If he's talking about three separate women, what's a shav? And if he's talking about one woman, what's the kal v'chayma? That's the Gemara's question. Hechidomi. Ilam kediktoni. Three women mighty boil. Hare Shemus Muchlokim, Hare Gufim Muchlokim. Everything is separate. Of course, you chayev. Eloch iktoni abal achois oviv, shehi achois imoy chayev, achas al kulno chayev, akol achas vachas. He's talking about one woman. Mi aminon hare Shemus Muchlokim. Do we say they have different Shemus? So, Dilmo hare in Gufim Muchlokim. Omuloy loy shamanu. This we did not hear. Avol shemanu albo al hei noshav nidois bevas achas u'shem echot shechayev al kol achas v'achas. You chayev for each one separately mishum nida. V'royinu sha'advorim kal v'chayma. We have a kal v'chayma. U'ma albo al hei noshav nidois bevas achas u'shem echot shechayev al kol achas v'achas. There it's only one avera, nida. Redundant of the same avera. Achoysi sheichasov sheichasimoi shein gimul shleimeis. Says the Gemara, no, ikal amifrach. Ma'ale heinida is sheken gufu mechlaka. Okay, so what the Gemara now is basically tackling our mission. Our Gemara now is questioning the logic of the Tanoim. The Tanoim gave their answer. Rabbi Kiva asked the Tanoim, what do they hold? And the Tanoim gave a verdict. They said Yechayev for each one separately. And they made a kal v'chayma. So now our job in the Gemara is to understand what the Tanoim are saying. So the Gemara asks, What is the Kal V'chomer? Over there you have Guf and Chalukas. Over here you don't have Guf and Chalukas. Very good question the Gemara is asking. Now the Gemara goes with its own Mahalach. Kilo, we throw out the Mishnah. And now the Gemara takes a new Mahalach. Forget the story. Forget Rabbi Kiva. Forget the Tanoim that were asked the Shaila. The Gemara says like this. The Gemara says, what do you mean? Malahini, the Shekin Gufa Mechlokin. Ella, a Makho, Elva Sachoisigilo, Lechayim ala Choisoi, Shehia Chois Aviv, Shehia Chois Ima. The Gemara brings a Pasuk. We have a Pasuk now. The Pasuk tells us that Yechayim, Achoisoi, Shehia Chois Aviv, Shehia Chois Ima. That's the Gemara. Not a Kal V'chomer. Have you ever seen such a thing? It's unbelievable. We have a Maisa, we have a Mishnah, we have a Bekibi as a Shaila from Tanoim. Tanoim say a Kal V'chomer. The Gemara says, that's not a Kal V'chomer. And now the Gemara goes on its own route. Forget the Mishnah. Forget Mesechtas Krisus. Now the Amoraim have their own Parsha. And they say, you know, there's a new Drasha, a new Maisa. What happened to what happened? What happened to the story? What happened to the Pesach of the Tanoim? Garnished. It's unbelievable. It's like one of the most fascinating Gemaras. So it's obvious that there's something very obviously missing here that we're not latching on to, because otherwise this would be an unheard of sugi. Totally unheard of sugi. Okay, then the Gemara says, how is this possible? Mishkachas lo. Omar Avada Bar Ave, what's the case? Mishkachas lo b'rishia b'rishia. The Gemara is not just explaining practically how do you have such a case. You have a rishia b'rishia, you need a yavarosha, you have an Esav that was Baal Imoy, and then he had two bonos from his mother, v'chosu Baal Achas mein v'hoilud ben. And now that ben married his achos Imoy, who's also his achosoy, and she's also Achos Aviv. Gavalei Rishia Barishia. Okay. So this really is Merafei Sigur. The Sigur is completely Merafei Sigur. It's true that the Kal V'chomer of the Tanoim seems to be very difficult. What's the Kal V'chomer they're making? Taka Shveha. But that doesn't give the Amoraim a license to argue with the Tanoim and to go in their own track. So that definitely needs clarity. Now, in order to clarify that, we have to go into this second machlekes, which is where you don't have, we have gufan, not gufan chalukas, and not shemes chalukim, and still Rebbe Lezer holds yichayev separately. The Gemara says like this, Tano Rabbonin, bo'leh v'chozeru bo'leh, chayev al kalachas v'achas. This is one erva, one shame, and one halama. So this, everything we learned until now in the Masechta would indicate that you'd only be chayiv one chatas. Live with one woman, multiple beers, in one forgetting. Rebbe Elazar says you chayiv on each one. The Rebbe Elazar chamayin chayiv alachas. Umoidim chachomim Rebbe Elazar bebal heino shuv nidois bevasachas shuv chayiv al kolachas vachas. Hoyil v'hu goram lehim. Since he caused them. Simply, the Gemara means he caused them, meaning he's causing separate averas on them. Each woman is getting her own avera. It's not like you ate chaylev five kazesim, where you didn't put the isra on anybody else. Here, each avera, each woman you live with, you're giving her a separate avera. What do you mean? That can't be a svara. For Tanya, who be'el amachas, v'hi be'hei alomois, if somebody lives with one woman multiple times, and he had one alama, she had many, so he's chayev one, ain't a chayev alachas, v'chayev as al kolachas v'achas. Elo hoyil v'gufon chaluka. Has to be gufon chaluka. Okay, we still didn't answer why, according to Rebbe Lezer, are you chayev separate chatois for each beer that you had in one alama, one goof, one alama, why you chayef for each one separately? Is this a general sheet of Rabbi Elazar? That if you do multiple averus, the same one, again and again, in one forgetting, Yechayev Sep, meaning he argues with everything in the Masechta? So the Gemara says no. Time of the Rebbe Lezer also mishum du over taut and vam telochi yom achayev al kolachas vachas. Is it because you did two mice averas? Hochanam id over taut and so too by ktsire. If you cut twice, you'll be chayev twice. Oy du ma time of the Rebbe Lezer also mishum di ef shala alvon libiya izu bezu. Am telochi yom abaz achayev al kolachas vachas. B is different. B by definition cannot be done in one act. By definition, bia requires separate acts. And therefore, it's a new svara. Till now we had shemus chalukah and gufan chalukah. Now there's a new svara. Rebbe Elazar's svara. Rebbe Elazar holds if I do an avera, and then a second avera, and there was no way for me to do those two averas together, if I wanted to do them together, couldn't do them together. I have to do the bia a second time. So therefore, I'm chayv two chatois. By ktira, you could have done one big cutting. Person doesn't have to cut one kazayas at a time. He could cut 10 kazayas. And therefore, even if he cuts one kazayas at a time, he's only chayav one. It's a very strange svara, but that's a, yeah, it doesn't go against all the mishnayas we have where if you eat several kazayasim of chaylev and one alami yipotar, because that's something you could do b'vas achas. So those Mishnayos fit. He only is arguing with Arayas. Because by the Erva, you can't do two Biyas at the same time. You have to break it up. One Biyah and Biyah number two. But why would that be a Svara to Mechayev a separate Chatas? That's very unclear in the Gemara. It's the same Avera, it's the same Alom, it's the same everything. Why would that be a reason to be Chayev separately? Who cares how you break it up? But that's what he says. Mashenkin aval kotzer v'kotzer kegroiges belamachas kiven de efshala arev shtei groiges bevas achas ene chayev al achas. Mai? So Rabbi says time of the Rebbe Shem Dover Taut Rav Yosef says time of the Rebbe Lezer the efshala arvon. That's his reason. Aval efshala arvon ene chayev al achas. But if you can mix it, like in the case of kotzer v'kotzer, you talk only be chayev one. That's the one. Okay. So now we look back on the whole sugya here. Look back on the whole sugya. We have several issues. Issue number one is why, what made Rabbi Akiva wake up over here in our Mishnah and have this question? Why is there something new here? We already learned several Mishnayos. Yesh oichel achila achas v'chayev olav mishum hechatoyes. We already learned this. This is not new. We learned this. The Gemara seems to say that the shaila was one shaila. Gufan chalukos versus shemes chalukos. That seemed to be the shaila. Rebbe Kiva's shaila was, are you chayev separately where it's one guf and has separate shemes? Why does Rabbi Akiva have to clear the shas? Beferish. Yesh oichel achila achas. V'chayev olav kama v'kama chatoyos. And this is not new. We had this in Nezikin. You don't have to wait till Kotshim. We had said in Nezikin. Yesh choyresh tolem echot. You could plow one row and yechayev chamisha chatoyos. I mean, the whole shas is full of this. This is nothing new. Rabbi Akiva's shaila is nothing new. Why do the Tanoim say, Zuloi Shamanu? Zuloi Shamanu, what do you mean Zuloi Shamanu? Shas is full of it. Of these cases. Shas is full of these cases. Where you have one Maisa, several Shemis, Yechayev a bunch. That's nothing new. Why do they have to make Kal V'Chomer for it? That's very, very strange. Very, very strange. So this really, if you look here in the Shita Mukubetzes, this is bothering the Shita Mukubetzes. Shita Mukubetzes, I believe, is bothered by this kasha. And the Shita by us brings down from the Rosh, Oysir Aleph. The Shita says like this, Tema lomali kro klanan yesh bi achas v'chayevol of shesh chatois v'le matzlich kro el machayev akulu yid yisu koil yisu moise v'kol shken hechen av'le yisu basachas k'nam in perka b'achem v'yesh loima d'shani yocho da koil yisu achvo hilkach boi kro. This is going from difficult to even more difficult. So basically, the Rosh, the Shita Mugubetzis is bringing down the Rosh, that's telling us Pshat in the Mishnah. Of course, Rabbi Kiva knew that if a person does one Maisa Avera that has many Shemus, Yechaya for each one. You don't need a Kal V'Chomer for that, you don't need Avada. We have that all over. Okay, so what was the Shaila? Says the Shita Mugubetzis from the Rosh, that the Shaila is, over here the Averas are similar. So basically the similarity may make it be considered one Shem. Yeah. So the whole Shaila, the way the Gemara is learning now, the way the Rosh is learning, Rebbe Kiva's whole Shaila was very specific. Dafke in this case. He wasn't picking a random case and saying, what will be if somebody does one B and there's several Shemis? Because that he knew the answer. Right? So he came to the Tanoim, and he said, Rabboisai, I have a shayla, a specific shayla. My specific shayla is, Achoisai, Sheachoisoviv, Sheachoisimoi. It's all Achoisai, it's all has a shame, Achoisai. Even though it's not so posh, Lachor, Achoisoviv, Achoisimoi. It's Doidosai, whatever. That's a side issue. But the fact is, this is all like one family of Isurim, and therefore, perhaps you only have one. So now what did the Tanoim do? What did Tanoim do? What's going on here? Tanoim made a Kal V'Chomer from Gufan Chalukos to Shemus Chalukos, right? Rabbi Kiva Shalom was whether this is Shemus Chalukos. In other words, if our Gemara, forgetting the problem that we have with our Gemara seems to be throwing out what the Tanoim said and going with its own track, its own pasuk of Achoisin. Forgetting that, leave that on the side. What would be optimum? How would we learn? Okay, so Rabbi Kiva had a shayla, Gufan Chalukos, maybe only chayiv by Shemus, by Gufan Chalukos, maybe you're not chayiv by Shemus Chalukos. And the Tanoim said, no, Kal V'Chomer. If you chayiv by Gufan Chalukos, you zicha chayiv by Shemus Chalukos. Let's say our Gemara wouldn't have had a problem with that. I would have been able to explain it to you very simply. I would have told you, listen, Shemus Chalukim is a stronger logic to say that you should be chayiv separate chatois because it's actually separate averus. Whereas, if you do a bunch of averus of the same one, only chayiv one chatois. If the Gemara actually said, well, that's not a Kal V'Chomer. But assuming that the Gemara doesn't have a kasha, that would be the simple learning of the Gemara. And by the way, I could explain it very easily. Because the Gemara in the beginning of the Masechta had a Hava Mina Taka, that if you do a bunch of Averas, Be'elam Achad, you only chayiv one chatas. And we actually had a Shaila. When somebody does a bunch of Averas, do we look at it like Tuma? Like a guy became Tumei for 20 different Tumas. He goes into the mikveh. He doesn't have to go in 20 times. He goes in and cleans him. So the Gemara said, L'tvila medamin onlay. Do we say that a chatas is like a mikveh? If a chatas is like a mikveh, you go in once, it cleans you. Right? Or not. We conclude that it's not like a tumah. And therefore you all chayev a separate chatas for each aveira that you did. So now I could tell you logically, the Tanoim gave Rabbi Kiva a very good Kal V'Chomer. They said, Madach Yechayev by Gufan Chalukos, where it's the same Avera. So there is more of a Svara. Go into the mikveh and clean it. You're cleaning off the chelev here. Achilik, one chelev, five chalovim, clean it. Still and all, we see that when it's Gufan Chalukos, Yechayev for each one separately, So surely, if it was separate Maisa Averus, definitely a chayav. I'd rather hear the Kal Vachomer very well. I don't have a problem with the Kal Vachomer. Okay. But the way, but the Shita of Mekubetzes is telling us, no, you're making a mistake. Rabbi Kiva knew that. Rabbi Kiva knew that's Aleph Beis. Rabbi Kiva knew that if you do separate Averus in one shot, that you bring a separate korban for each one. Rabbi Kiva knew that. That's all the Mishnayos that we had. Rabbi Kiva only had a very specific question. He concocted a case where you have one, like a quasi Sheamus Chalukas. It's not a real Sheamus Chalukas. It's a choysoi, a choysovi, a choysimoi. It's all a choysoi type of things. So maybe that's one Shem. It's like one Shem, and you only chayiv. So now what did they tell him? What did the Tanoim tell him? The Tanoim came and said, listen, kufan chalukas yechayiv, kol shekein Sheamus Chalukas. This is not Sheamus Chalukas. That was Rabbi Kiva's old Shaila. That was Rabbi Kiva's old Shaila. No, but you're not hearing what I'm saying. Rabbi Kiva, the reason why, according to the Shita Mekubetzes, the reason why Rabbi Kiva had a Shaila was, since it's one Maisa, and now you're only relying on the fact that it's shameless to make it separate, this is not enough of a shame to make it separate when it's one Maisa. Comes Rabbi Kiva, comes a Tanoi, comes from Gamliel, and they make a Kal Vachomer, and they say, Zichar, it's enough. I mean, Zichar, it's enough. That's Rabbi Kiva Shaila. Rabbi Kiva Shaila's, maybe this is not, we don't look at this like Sheamus Chalukim. If we look at it like Sheamus Chalukim, Rabbi Kiva has no Shaila. All I'm saying is, Shtikl Tono Loi Bechitim Void Loi Besoyrim. If Rabbi Kiva had a Shaila, Gufan Chalukis versus Sheamus Chalukis, I understand that Tanoi made a Kal Vachomer. If Gufan Chalukis is enough, Sheamus Chalukas is zicha enough, which the Gemara Grada doesn't hold for whatever reason. But the way the Shita is learning, it makes the Kal Vachomer of the Tanoim much more shver. Because Rabbi Kiva's Shaila was that we don't really look at this like Sheamus Chalukim. So what are they telling him? Kal Vachomer? That's Kuv Rabbi Kiva's Shaila. Like if Daniel says, it could be they're telling them, we hold it as Sheamus Chalukas. Okay, yeah. But you don't have a Kal Vachomer on that. You have no Kal Vachomer against Rabbi Kiva Shaila. Rabbi Kiva Shaila is perhaps this is not treated like Sheamus Chalukim. You're making a Kal Vachomer from Gufan Chalukas to Sheamus Chalukas. Rabbi Kiva's question is, maybe this is not Sheamus Chalukas. Rabbi Daniel, I wouldn't have a problem if the Tanoim would tell Rabbi Kiva, you're making a mistake. It is Sheamus Chalukas. No problem. And therefore we have a Kal Vachomer. But Rabbi Kiva, you don't need a Kal Vachomer. The whole point of the Shita Mekubetzes is, you don't need a Kal Vachomer. You just have to verify one thing. Is it the same as it's not? So Lagabi Zeh ain't Kal Vachomer. That's my problem. Lagabi this point, L'chayrit is no Kal Vachomer. That's the difficulty. And if it is Sheamus Chalukim, then we don't need a Kal Vachomer. And I'll prove it to you. Because the Gemara dismisses the Kal Vachomer. And still the Gemara holds by true Sheamus Chalukos, you are chayiv for each one separately. Right? Our Gemara dismisses the Kal Vachomer. Our Gemara says, no, it's not a Kal Vachomer. That's a Sheamus Chalukos. That's Kufel Chalukos. No Kal Vachomer. Yet, our Gemara also holds that if somebody lives with a woman who has five separate Sheamus, he's chayiv five separate Chatois. So that proves to you that the Kal Vachomer is inconsequential. It's not consequential, the Kal Vachomer. Because our Gemara throws out the Kal Vachomer. Our Gemara throws out the Kal Vachomer and still holds that when you have Emesa, Sheamus Chalukos, you chayiv separately. Why? Because you don't need a Kal Vachomer for that. You don't need a Kal Vachomer. So what's going on here? So the Shita is, I understand what the Shita is doing. The Shita is trying to answer what was Rabbi Kiva's Shaila. I understand what the Shita is saying. My difficulty is that the Shita's solution from the Rush, which is to tell us that Mara knew all along Rabbi Akiva knew all along that Shemus, Chaluk, and Yechayev separately. And Rabbi Akiva's whole question was only whether this in fact is Shemus, Chalukim. So then I understand that what the Tanoim told Rabbi Akiva has no shaychus. And it's very good why the Gemara had to bring a pasuk. Because Rabbi Akiva's type of problem needs a pasuk. Rabbi Akiva had a problem. Is this good enough of a reason to be chayiv separately? So you have to bring a pasuk. The Gemara brings a pasuk. Pasuk is, Heretz Achoisei. No, it's Xeris HaKosuf. There's an extra pasuk that's coming to tell you this case. This pasuk, this extra Ervas HaKosuf Gil is coming to tell you that if you have such a case, you chayiv for each shame HaKosuf separately. Okay, no problem. So our Gemara makes a lot of sense. Because our Gemara is basically saying, Kal v'chomer is not the language. What's a Kal v'chomer? Kal v'chomer is not even our language, b'chlal. It isn't the Kal v'chomer. And the Kal v'chomer has nothing to do with Rabbi Akiva Shaila. So our Gemara now is beautiful. But the Mishnah is a Pella. What's going on with the Mishnah? It's the Chmarafi Sidra. Yeah, and talk over there, we came out, it's one Shem. No, so there it was Nispashet, because Zima Achasein, conclusion of the Gemara, separate, it's one. Over here, it's still open for debate. He wants to know, is there a possible? L'chayre, that's what he wants to know. Rabbi Akiva wants to know, how do I treat Achasein? Is Achoise like Chamoise, which is exactly what he's saying, the Shita. Is Achoise like Chamoise? Do we look like one Shem? Or is Achoise not like Chamoise? Okay. That's a good Shaila. That sounds like the kind of thing you need a Pasuk for, which is what the Gemara says. We have a Pasuk with a Drosha. It's taken care of. Finished. Sheira Heina Zimahi, that's the way the Gemara is looking at it. When it says Sheira Heina, plurally, and then it says Zimahi, it's coming to take that and make it one. I'm not questioning the Drasha, that should be my biggest problem here. Just I don't understand what's going on here. The Shita seems to be the only solution. The Shita, what the Rasha is saying, seems to be the only solution. Because otherwise, the whole thing is a Pella. Where's Rabbi Akiva coming from? We know Shemus Chalukim is Chayiv separately. So that's clear. And our Gemara would make no sense. It would come out according to the, if you don't like the Shita Mekubetzes, it would come out that our Gemara holds that by Shemus Chalukim, normally Shemus Chalukim, you only Chayiv one, which is not true. So obviously there's real Shemus Chalukim, are completely separate, and they chay for each one separately without a question. And you have this quasi Shemus Chalukim, which is Rabbi Akiva Shaila, and the Gemara comes out, you need a pasuk for it. Okay. So we're going to have to go back to some of the Yesodis that we discussed. Really throughout the Masechta. We brought down here also in Ma'amar Kremes, I don't know if the Olim got a chance to look up, the Mishnah in Shabbos, where the Mishnah in Shabbos talks about if somebody takes out Oichlim, right? If he's chayiv separately on the oichel and the kli. And the Mishnah says that if you need the kli, Okay, you put amoytzi oichlim. The Brisa says amoytzi oichlim kashirim bekli chayev ala oichlim. Upotra ala kli. Fimoya akli tzorich loy. If you need the kli too, chayev ala kli. Says the Gemara Shmami no. Shnei zeisei chelev belam achas chayev shtayim. Sounds like Rebbe Lezer shita. But here it's even worse. It's one maisa mamish. So the Gemara says amavshei shesachem ayaskinon. Kegoin, sheshogag aloichem, v'hizid alakli, whatever it is. V'ashigin, sheshogag b'zeh, v'zeh, v'noide, v'choz, v'noide. Okay. So here the Gemara is a havamina, in a braise, that if you took out oichlem and a kli, and you need both, you'll be chayiv two chatois. Which here, l'chayir, according to no opinion, would you be chayev too? Based on our sugya, nobody holds. In the most extreme Rebbe Lezer, you'd only be chayev one. Our Gemara only has one shaila. If somebody cut, stopped, and cut again, according to Rebbe Lezer, you chayev one or two. And the Gemara's shaila is, since you could do it together, maybe only chayiv one. Maybe Rebbe Lezer is only chayiv two if it's loy ma'arva. Here, it's mamish ma'arva. Here, you did them together. You took out the oichel and the kli together. Still, the Gemara has a hava meaning here in Masech HaShabbos that you should be chayiv two, which is inconsistent with our sugi. According to anybody. Our sugi doesn't have that according to anybody. We have Rebbe Lezer. And then we have Rebbe Lezer extreme. Rebbe Lezer extreme is that Rebbe Lezer would even hold Chayev 2 by Kotzar v'chazo v'kotzar, which basically means you cut and then cut again. We never had a shayla if you do one Maisa Melacha with multiple Shiurim that you'll be Chayev each one separately. I mean, some Rishenim old Ma'abe v'Shiurim is the Rabbonim. Some Rishenim old Ma'abe v'Shiurim is the Raisa. You're definitely not Chayev a Korban by Ma'abe v'Shiurim. So the Gemara here seems to be a plea. What's the Gemara thinking? What is the Gemara thinking, Bichlal? Okay, so I think the way to get clarity here is really to go back, discuss a little bit some of the yesoidis that we had about the Chiyuv Chatos and about Gufan Chalukos and Shemus Chalukos, which is really the foundation of our sugya, and why there would be a svar by one more than the other, you should be chayev achatas. So I wanted to explain something as follows. We know that by guf and chalukos, you chayev a separate chatas. That is no shayla. We know by shemes chalukos, you chayev a separate chatas. It's no shayla. The whole shayla of our sugi is where the shemes chalukim is a little blurry. It's not clear that it's a Shemus Chalukos. And over there, the Tanoim made a Kal V'Chomer. Our Gemara dismissed the Kal V'Chomer, which we don't understand why. And our Gemara had to come out to a Pasuk to explain why you'd be Chayev or not. That's what was going on. So I think it's like this. Every Chatas, this we discussed in Hagdoma to the Masecht, every Chatas, every Korban Chatas is made up of two parts of why you bring a Korban Chatos. One is the Maisa Avera, and one is the Shigoga. Maisa Avera means the fact on the table is, you ate Chalev. You did a Maisa Avera. You ate a Kazayis, a Chalev. Fact number two, is that you were a Shogeg when you ate the Chalev. On an elementary level, until you open up a Maseches Krisis, I think the appropriate way to look at it is, primarily you're bringing a chatas because you ate chalev. That's definitely the way I learned in cheder. If you eat chatas, if you eat a chalev, you have to bring a chatas. Why do you have to be a shoygik? Very simple. Because there's only three options. Mezit, shoygik, or oinus. So the way I learned in cheder, and I'm sure that's the way all of you learned it, was, if you're a mezid, you're not roy to get a kapara. The Torah didn't give a kapara for somebody who's a mezid. And if you're an oynis, You don't need a kapara. But if you're a shagig, you're on the border. So you need a kapara. So the way you learn until you open up a Maseches Krisis and get your hands into the sugya, is that shagig is not the pivotal aspect. The reason why you chayev achatas is because you ate chalev. And shagig is just the only window where you get a kapara. It's simple. But as we went through the Masechta, ready, we saw from day one, that the chiyuv chatas comes because of the shkaga. The shkaga is an integral part of the chiyuv. And that's why halomos machalkos. The reason why halomos machalkos, there's really no difference between, if you learn that the shagig is just a way of you being liable for your action, it would make no difference if somebody ate chalev b'shagig forgetting once, or somebody ate chalev b'shagig forgetting 10 times. Should always be chayev either 1 or 10. But the halacha is not like that. The halacha is if you forgot once, the halacha is you bring 1. And if you forgot 10 times, you chayev 10. So it's unquestionable that the halama is part of the triggering of the chiyuv d'chatas. Now, the question is, which one is the pivotal aspect? They're both required, unquestionably. Which one is pivotal? And it makes a big difference as to how we touch up our sugya. Now, if you learn that the main chatas is the ma'isa avera of eating chalev, it's just that you need to have a shkoga. So really, if somebody ate a piece of chalev now, and another piece of chalev tomorrow, and another piece of chalev in a week from now, he really should be chayev 3 chatos. Because he did 3 separate actions, more than kedei achilas pras. He should be chayev for each one separately. The reason why he's not is because there's a halama problem. Since in order to be chayev achatos, you need a halama, he didn't have a new one, he didn't renew his halama, be'etzem he should be chayev. But he's missing that idea. Now, if you learn that halama is the ikkah, the shkoga is the ikkah, so then it's ikkah chosam and hasefer, the whole thing is missing. Now, if the ma'isa is the ikkah, then you're always going to need to have a separate ma'isa. You're always going to need to have a separate ma'isa in order. And that's going to be the focus. So, Lamashal, we're going to have a Mishnah next week on Amud Beis. The Mishnah talks about Tamchuyin. Tamchuyin Mechalkin. Tamchuyin Mechalkin means somebody went out and he had a piece of boiled meat of chalev, and then he had a piece of roasted meat of chalev. Separate achila. Rabbi Yeshua says, Chayiv Shtayim. One halama. What's going on? Teretz is that the Tamchuyin Chalukos is enough to make it separate, that we say it's a completely new action, and therefore the Haloma that you had on action one doesn't, it's not that you don't need a Haloma, it doesn't associate to action two. Very similar to Gufan Chalukos. How do we make amends with Gufan Chalukos? Why are you chayev separate chatois for Gufan Chalukos? Why? The way we explain it is, well, since it's a new goof, so it's a completely new action, so now the forgetting that you had for the first goof doesn't automatically go on the second goof. It's as though you had a second forgetting. That's really what it is. It's as though you didn't. You didn't have a separate halama, but it's treated as such. Because the halama you had on one, that's Rabbi Yeshua Shita. Rabbi Yeshua obviously holds that the Iker Chiyuv Chatas is on the Maisa. If Rabbi Yeshua held that the Iker Chiyuv Chatas on the halama, it would not make a difference if the first piece was roast, boiled, cooked, make no difference. It's all one chalev. The halama was on chalev. You'd be potter. But Rabbi Shua holds the ikir is the maisa. And therefore, if we could take two mices and we could say they're completely separate, then we work it out with the halama. We say, okay, this is one halama, and because this is an entirely new action, it's called another halama. That's the way. Right. So basically, Rabbi Yeshua holds that guvan chalukah is that the mice is the ikar, and therefore I don't care if the mice is two ladies, or the mice is two completely different eatings that are visibly different from each other. But if you hold that the ikar is the haloma, tamchuy and chalukas doesn't make a difference, and that's why there's a machlokes tanoim. Whether tamchuy and chalukas is enough to be chayiv a separate chatas. Now let's analyze shemois chalukos. If you hold the ikar is the maisa. If you hold the ikar is a maisa, how does shemois chalukos work? Shemois chalukos works that we look at it like you did separate actions. We look at it like in one blow you did separate actions. You did an achoisoi, and you did a chamoisoi, and you did a imo. You did separate things. Even though it was physically one act, but the act has so many separate ramifications that we look at it like there were separate acts. Otherwise, why are you chayev separately? Why are you chayev each one separately? And this shouldn't be a chiddush to you, because by Malkus we do that. Lav she'ein by ma'isa ain't loikin olav, right? Yet if you do one ma'isa, and it has 10 completely different lavin, you chayev 10 malchus. Why don't we say it's like a lav she'ein by ma'isa? Terah says, no, we say there are so 10 different, completely different departments that we look at it like each one is a separate ma'isa. So, she'emos chalukim, if you hold that the main chiyuv chatas, is really for the maisa, so the shemus chalukas accomplishes that it's as though you did separate actions. But if you hold that the main chiyuv chatas is the haloma, then shemus chalukas is not a chiddush at all. It's simple. Simple. Because it's unquestionable. I mean, everybody would hear this without thinking that if somebody would ask you, if somebody was with five noshim that are nidus, right? And he had one forgetting about the isser nida. He forgot that there's an isser nida. And now he lived with five women. Or there was one woman that was usher because of imoy and bitoy and... Where were their separate forgettings? You don't even have to think. It's obvious. The one woman that had several shemus, each shame is a different forgetting. I didn't know about imoy. I didn't know about achoisoy. I didn't know about that. It's simple. This is elementary. So this is so poshut that the machloik is tanoim. Rabbi Kiva's question was, if the shemus chalukim have to make it into separate actions, and you have them all called achoisai, maybe it's not a separate action. Even though it's separate averas. Rabbi Kiva didn't have a shayla if these are separate averas. Achoisimai is one avera. Achoisoviv is another avera. Achoisai is another avera. He knew that. But if it's not a question of what your knowledge is, it's a question of what the act is, and we're taking these separate averis, and we're saying there's such a glaring distinction that it's like they were separate actions. So Rabbi Kiva had a shayla, maybe that's not enough. Maybe that's not enough to make it into pichayev a separate chatas. As far as halama is concerned, because it's all similar enough. One action, because you're relying on the action to create. A separate, the action is what's making it separate. But if you learn it's halama means you forgot about achoisoi, you forgot about achoisoviv, and you forgot about achoisimoi. So these are three completely separate halomas. Each one is a separate haloma. It wouldn't be a shayla. The Tanoim that Rabbi Akiva asked, they held the haloma as the Iker. So they told him, Rabbi Akiva, you have no shayla. If you're chayiv on hey nidois, if you're chayiv on hey nidois, hey chatois, so how could you not be chayiv? How could shaykh to say that you're not chayiv on achoisoi and achois oviv and achois imoi? Of course you're chayiv. But that's because they hold the halama as the ikir. But Rabbi Akiva had a different shaila. Rabbi Akiva wasn't sure based on his way of thinking. Now, the Gemara comes out, and the Gemara says, in fact, that the Kal V'Chomer is not Mukach. Why did the Gemara go in that direction? For a very simple reason. Because the Gemara is going, La'alocha. La'alocha, we paskin like Rabbi Yeshua. That Tamchuyon Mechalkos. La'alocha, we paskin that the Iker is the Maisa. That's going to be on Amud Beis. So we owe la'alocha that the Iker is the Maisa. If the Iker is the Maisa, then you don't have a Kal V'Chomer. The Gemara is not arguing with the Tanoim. The Gemara is saying that this is what the Tanoim are saying, but the Kal V'Chomer of the Tanoim is not Mukach. If you hold the Iker as the Maisa, then Guf and Chalukin is better. And now if you take a step back, you'll definitely agree that forgetting our Sugya L'Achoyse business, in general speaking, whether Guf and Chalukin is better, or Shemes Chalukin is better, depends on what, if the Iker is the Maisa, the Iker is the Haloma. That's unquestionable, that's the distinction between the two. If you hold Guf and Chalukin, if you hold the Iker is the Maisa, there's no question that Guf and Chalukah is better. If you hold the Haloma is the Iker, then it's unquestionable that the Iker Maila is the the Shita that holds that Haloma is the Iker. So Guf and Chalukah is just, you separate the Maisa so much, it's two different Maisas, so we look at it like there's two Halomas. Now, the Rashba comes in Masechah Shabbos, that sugi that we brought down here, Daf Tzadik Gimel. And the Rashba says, the reason why the Gemara and a Havamini will be chayiv separately on the Kli is because since the Kli is so different than Oichlim, perhaps it's like two Alomas, Yechayiv two Chatois. In other words, the Rashba is treating the two Kalim like two Gufim. He's treating the Kalim like two Gufim. Just like by two gufim, we say, well, really it's one halama, but since they're totally different from each other, we view it as though there was a halama on this guf, and there was a halama on that guf. He says the havamina was that when you have a kalim and oichlim, it's like gufim chalukas, and therefore you would treat it as such, which mamish fits in with the same idea. So basically, I think that is the biur in the whole sugya here, as to what is the ikar chiyuv chatos. Everybody agrees you need both. Everybody agrees you need haloma. There are some achronim that actually learn that according to Rabbi Yeshua, you don't need haloma is chalukas at all. I disagree with that. All the psukim amachiach, you need haloma. Avadi Rabbi Yeshua agrees that haloma is machalkim. What I would say is, the machloikis Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Gamliel is what is the ikar of the chiyuv chatos. And therefore, what's the emphasis? If the Iker Chiyuv Chatos is on the Maisa, then that becomes the emphasis. And if the Iker Chiyuv Chatos is on the Haloma, then that becomes the emphasis. That's really the Nafka Minah. Okay. Now we go back. Is this part clear to everybody? Yeah? Well, the way I touched it, when we learned the Sugya, the way I touched it was, whenever you have a completely new action, it gives you a new opportunity to remember. Remember, that's the way we touched it. Meaning, it's similar. 100%. But that's what the Rashba says. It's kiguf and chalukas. He says, oichlam and kalim is like guf and chalukas.
Even though it says,
No, that's why they have the girsa v'royani. Yeah, that's the reason why there's a change in girsa is because on Amud Beis, Rabbi Shua says that tamchuyin are different. Right, exactly. But you don't need, but you don't. Right, but the thing is, you could say, well, I forgot about that there's a din of taking out Kalim, and I forgot there's a din of that. These are two different things that I could have known one without the other. I could have. That's what the Rashi was trying to say. Oh, so that's the shayla. Is are you allowed, maybe not allowed to take Kalim out? Maybe not allowed to take Oichlim out? There are different shir between the two. And there are cases where the Kalim is buckled to the Oichlim. There's cases where the Oichlim is buckled. They're only saying it's an opportunity to separate. Now, if we go with this Mahalach, which again, to me, it's kemat unquestionable, that's the Nidin. That's the back and forth. That's in general the back and forth between Seamus and Gufin. But Seamus and Gufin is resolved. Because in the beginning of the Masechta, we have a drosha to be Mechayev and Seamus Chalukim. We have a drosha to be Mechalak on Gufin Chalukos. It was only areas of gray where we had a Shaila, and those gray areas, we come to Oisei Ves Benoi. It mamish fits right with this approach as well. Because Oisei Ves Benoi, really, it's true we brought down two ways to learn Oisei Ves Benoi. One way to learn Oisei Ves Benoi is like the Ran, then there's nothing to talk about. The Is of Oisei Ves Benoi is not the pair. It's the one that you shechted. The second one that you shechted, that's the Is. Right? That's one approach. That's the Ran. And that's why the Ran says that if you shech the two siblings, and then the mother, there's no shayla. Everybody would agree upon it. No shayla. But when we talk about what I was saying now, as far as how we separate something, I think it's very clear to Machloekes Sumchus and the Chachamim. The Chachamim agree to Sumchus, that the Isser is the pair. I'm going now with Toysus. The Ran we discussed, the Ran is really simple. The way the Ran learns is simple. The Ran learns Oisei Ves Benoi is a chiv on the second shechita, and therefore there's no way to be chayiv two if you're shechting, if you're just doing one shechita, that's awesome. You shechted the mother, that was permitted. You shechted the grandchild, that was permitted. The only thing that's awesome now is this. So even Sumchus agrees, you're potter, according to the Ran. Right? The mother made it awesome to shech this one. And the granddaughter made it also to shech this one. But the Isser is this one. So that's why the Ran is simple. But Toysus learns that no. That Oisei Ves Benoi, the Isser is the pair. So now the question is, if that's the case, so first of all, what are the Chachamim hold? What are the Chachamim hold? I think the Pshat and the Chachamim is very simple. The Pshat and the Chachamim is, the Isser is the pair, unquestionably. Right? But there was only one act that made it into a pair. It's true that the mother and the child is also the shechtim one day as a pair, and the grandchild and its mother is also the shechtim one day. It's true. But Bepoyel, in a Maisa format talking, there was only one Maisa that ultimately brought both pairs together. There was one Maisa Shechita that brought both pairs together. Sumcha says, I look at the ramifications. The ramification is that this pair was a pair of Isser, and this pair was a pair of Isser. So even though, as far as the act is concerned, there was one act. But that act triggered a ramification of this pair and a ramification of this pair. And therefore, you chayev 80. Right? No. He's saying like this. Even though I did one, just like we said over here by the Chatas, if you do one ma'isa and the shema is chalukim, so what happens? Why are you chayev separate chatois? If you hold the ikar as the ma'isa. Because the Shema is Chalukim, make it like you're doing separate mises. That's what the Shema is Chalukim does. By Oisei Vez Benoi, it's very, very similar. It's really one Maisa. But there are Shemes Chalukim. The grandchild was also the Shech together with this one. But there's one Maisa Shechit. There's one Maisa Shechit. Sumcha says, yeah, it's true, one Maisa Shechit. But the ramifications went in two directions. Went with the upper pair and with the lower pair. So Mimeli Chayv Eidi. What did the Chachamim say? The Chachamim say, no, the Chachamim say, Bamedvorim Amurim, that you say that Shema is Chalukim, make it into Maisa Chalukim. That's where each Shem is not just a ramification. Each Shem is a separate type of Isser. Then we could take one act and break it up. But if the even though there were ramifications here, that there were two pairs that were also, but ultimately those two pairs were still one Shem, it's not enough to break up the Maisa. It's like a Lav Shem Maisa. You still only did one Maisa. Meaning when you did one Maisa and you did five Shemes Chalukim completely, the Chachamim say in a Chanami, Taka Chayev, for each one separately. Because the Shemes are different enough from each other to take one Maisa and to break it up into five Maises. It's one lav. It's one lav. Now, even though Be'etzem, it's learned out of the same parasha. Oisai Benoi is learned out of the same parasha. Even though there's a separate ribui. There's one ribui for Benoi and Oisai. There's another ribui for Oisai Benoi. But the Chachamim are saying, it doesn't matter. Since the Isser, the Shema Isser, is Oisai Benoi, and as we saw in the Rambam, it's one lav. It's not counted as separate laving. Therefore, It's not enough according to the Chacham. Sumchas completely looks at the ramification. Sumchas says, listen, the end result is this pair was also, and this pair was also. In order to break up the Maisa, I don't need that it should have a separate Shem. So therefore, the Gemara and the Havamina said, now when we come to Chamoisei, ultimately, the Shaila of Chamoisei was whether this can be considered a separate Shem to make a separate Chiyuv Chatas. So does another Avera, which is of the same Shem, is that enough to be Mechalak to Maisa, as though you did separate Averas? So the Gemara made a dimiut over there, because really it sounds very similar. It sounds mamish the same. The Gemara says, no, it's really completely different. By Oisei Ves Benoi, there are Gufan Chalukas. After you shech this one, we don't need this action to be broken. We just need to pull it back and say, okay, the shechita goes together with that shechita, and the shechita goes together with that shechita. We don't have to take this shechita alone and break it. So it's really a different mechanism what has to be done. The reason why Sumchas holds Yechayev, the Gemara's Havamina was that Sumchas holds even two Averis of the same Shem have the ability to break up the mice. And that was the Gemara's Dinyan, to Chamoisa and Aim Chamoisa. The Gemara says, no. It's really completely different. Chamoisa and Aim Chamoisa are two Shemes. Two Shemes. Whatever similarity they have, which could possibly say you should be Chayev one, like the Tanakama, can't be compared to Sumchas. Because Sumchas' case, what you're really doing is taking this one Shechita and connecting it to that Shechita and connecting it to that Shechita. So you're not taking this shechita and breaking it up. You're taking this shechita and being miyachaset to two other actions. The action of shechting the granddaughter and the action of shechting the grandmother. So the mechanism of what Sumchas is doing by Oisei Ves Benoi is different than the mechanism of Chamoisei and Eim Chamoisei in our Mishnah. In our Mishnah, the Chamoisei and Eim Chamoisei, you want to say, takes the intrinsic act and breaks it. And that the Tanakhama says, no. Since it's one Shem, it doesn't have the ability to break it. Sumchas could agree with our Tanakhama, and he would still say, Oisei Ves Benoi is different, because Oisei Ves Benoi, I don't have to break the Maisa itself of the Shechit into two Maises. I just have to associate it to the Maisa of Shechting the Aim, and the Maisa of Shechting the Vlad. That's all we're doing. So we have two respective acts that could stand on their own legs. We don't need to take this one act. That's what the Gemara means. Not that it's machmas. Not only machmas. This one act that we have, we don't have to split it to accomplish that there's two actions. No. Sumchas holds it's enough. We take this act and we say, okay, it connects to the shechita you did on the mother, and it connects to the shechita you did on the child. So now you have two separate actions. You have two separate actions. So all I need this middle act to do is to associate the two maises. If that's some result, it's enough. But by us, we want to take chamoisa and aim chamoisa, and through them, make that one maises broken up. For that, it's not enough. For that, you need a glaring chiluk shemus to do that. By Yosef is b'nai, you don't need that because I don't need to accomplish that the one maisa gets broken up to two. I only need the association of this maisa to go in both directions. That's the needing back and forth in the Gemara. The flip side, the Gemara says, chamoisa has something that Yosef is b'nai doesn't have. Chamoisa potentially is one aveira. Al-Zimahein. The Torah came and said that when you do it, it's like you did one thing. Okay, so that's something else. But the Gemara, the dimion of the Gemara is very geshmak. The dimion of the Gemara is one point. The way we're learning, when you have shameless chalukim, they have to accomplish that in separate acts. And the Gemara's havamina is that just like according to Sumchas, the shameless chalukim of the mother and the shameless chalukim of the vlad is enough, even though it belongs to one set of avera, is enough to break up the maize. So that should be huadin. We should say the same thing by chamoisa. The Gemara's answer is no. It's very different by Yosef Esbenai. You're not doing what you're doing in Croesus. In Croesus, you're taking one beer, and you're saying this one beer is five beers. That's one thing. By Yosef Esbenai, you're taking one shchita and saying it's misyaches to that shchita, and it's misyaches to that shchita. But each one has its own shchita to be able to be mechayev yimalkus for. That's what I think is the vikuach. Okay, let's stop it. No, because the way we're coming at it is clearly, in order to be chayev achatas, you need both. Whether you hold like Rabbi Gamliel or you hold like Rabbi Yeshua. The only machloikis between Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Yeshua is what we emphasize. Do we emphasize the maisa? So the maisa, in order for you to be mechayev, you want one woman that was a chamoisa and aim chamoisa. You cannot be mechayev the guy achatas unless you could come to the determination that number one, there were two maisa averas, and number two, there were two alamas. That's clear. The question is, what's the ikar? So all the Gemara, the by Sumchas was dealing with the maisa aspect of it. Clearly, the Gemara is dealing with the maisa aspect of it because Yosef is benoy, there's no even chiyuv chatas. Halama plays no role by Yosef is benoy. So the Gemara was only bringing in Yosef is benoy on the maisa element of it. That was the point of the Gemara, which is precisely the way we're explaining our mission as well. That when you have two averis that are similar, the only weakness is in the maisa element, not in the halama element. As long as there are two averis. Everybody follow what I'm saying? Whenever we're talking about two similar averas, the weakness in that is that if they're similar enough, it's one maisa. We don't have a problem in halama because halama is always going to be you forgot that lav and you forgot that lav. The halama is never an issue. The issue is because of the similarity, perhaps it's not decisive enough to make it into two actions. And that's why the Gemara ran to Chulin. Because Chulin is only Toli and Maisa. Yosef is Benoy has nothing to do with Halama. Because Malkus has nothing to do with Halama. Malkus is only by Mezit and only based on Maisa. It's not based on Halama. So when we jump to Yosef is Benoy, we're only working on the Maisa element. On that, the Gemara thought the Gemara had a very good dimion. Because Yosef is Benoy is one Maisa, and Sumchas is saying that even though they're similar, the grandmother and the granddaughter is similar, still it's enough to break up the maisa to be chayef too. Mor says, no. Over there, it's kufan chalukas. Kufan chalukas meaning, I don't need to take this one maisa and break it up. I just need to be miyachasa, to connect it to both. And then each one has its own action to be machayev malchus. That's the point of the Gemara. Mashengim bechamoisai, there is only one action. And now you want to take a quasi chiluk shemus and through that make it into a decisive two actions that you can do? Okay.